Today, the topic, the title is Overcoming Wrong Thoughts. Okay, overcoming wrong thoughts. I want us to have a proper perspective of spiritual battle, because spiritual battle is, the Bible talks about it, and it is real. It is real. And spiritual battle is not when there's manifestation. You know, people think spiritual battle is when people start screaming or coughing or throwing up, or, you know, somebody speaking in demonic voice. And we say, when we see those kind of manifestation, we say, ah, now this is spiritual battle. But what we teach in this church is spiritual battle, okay? And as a Christian, we need to know how to fight this battle. It's hidden. Okay? It's hidden. Why? How do we know that? The Bible says in Revelation 12 that the devil deceives the whole world. Yeah? Deceives the whole world. And John chapter 8, Jesus warns us that the devil is a liar and father of lies. Okay? Father of lies. And if you think about lies and deception, okay, it only works when it's hidden. Okay? It's only, you know, people who lie and deceive, they never do it in the open. Okay? It's always hidden. Right? Lies and deception cannot happen in the open. And devil is the father of lies. And because of that, it is hidden. Spiritual battle happens in the unseen. And, you know, 1 Peter chapter 5 talks about the devil prowls around like a lion. Okay, lion. Have you ever watched those documentaries about, you know, in Africa about lions? And, you know, lions, what I noticed is they don't hunt alone, but in packs, you know, called a pride, right? And lions, they stalk their prey. They stalk their prey. What does that mean? When they stalk, it is done undercover, usually hidden in the grass, before they pounce on their prey. And the reason the devil hides his work is so that we will fight the wrong battle. Yeah? So that we fight the wrong battle. The devil deceives us, right? And deceives us so that we will fight one another. Okay? You know, nations and nations now, what they are doing is fighting, you know, a cyber war, you know. And one of the main things about cyber war between nations is they try to bring chaos to a nation so the nation will divide. So the nation will divide. And in Ephesians, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, for our struggle, our battle is not against flesh and blood. Okay? Our battle is not with one another. Okay, that's what the Bible is saying. Our battle is not with each other, okay? But against the power of this dark world and against the spiritual force of evil in the heavenly realm. Okay? So what is the Bible saying here? Don't fight each other, okay? Among one another. Okay? When you do, you're being deceived. When we fight one another, okay, we're being deceived. When we fight one another, you are losing the spiritual battle. Okay? And so what this Bible, flesh and blood, what the Bible's saying is your battle is not with your family. Okay? Husband and wife, look at each other. You're not my enemy. Okay? It's not with each other. Okay? Church members, we're a spiritual family. You're not my enemy. Okay, it's not with one another. Your battle is not with the spiritual family. Your battle is not with your biological family. That's why in the book of Ephesians, if you look at the book of Ephesians, first talks about relationship in the church. Then it talks about relationship between husband and wife. And it talks about relationship between parents and children. And in that context, it's saying our struggle and battle is not with flesh and blood. Okay? And so what the Bible is warning in Ephesians 6, guess where the devil's going to attack? is going to attack our relationship. Okay? And this is how the enemy deceives us, make us fight one another. Okay, one another. So, if the battle is not with each other in the church, okay, if the battle is not with each other among husband and wives, it's not with your child, then where is the battle? Okay, where is the battle? Well, the Bible shows us in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. Okay, don't fight the wrong battle, for though we live in the world, do not wage war as the world does. The weapon we fight with are not the weapon of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We're supposed to find the spiritual battle, not the physical battle, but the spiritual battle. And when we fight the spiritual battle, we have this divine power. Okay? We have this divine power. We demolish arguments and every pretensions that set itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. This passage is not talking about physical battle. Though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The battle we need to fight is the spiritual battle. And this passage, again and again, this passage says our battle is in the territory of our thoughts, in our mind. It says what? We demolish arguments, every pretension, knowledge of God. We take captive every thought. Okay, every thought that makes us that make it obedient to Christ. And when we fight the battle that's going on within us, that's unseen, that's our mind, the territory of our mind, the Bible says we have divine power. When we fight each other, there's no power. The devil wins. But when we fight the battle that's going on within us, in our mind, we're going to encounter divine power. All right? Then you will know that you are a child of God, that you are from God, that you are an overcomer, because the one who is in you is greater than the one that's in the world. Do I hear an amen? Right? You know, Romans chapter 8, verse 5 to 6. Romans chapter 8, verse 5 to 6. Those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desire. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, and the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. And again, the Bible wants us to really understand and know where the territory of the spiritual battle happens. In this passage, the mind is mentioned four times. Four times. Right? And it talks about the flesh. The flesh is our sinful desire, the sinful nature that's in us, the flesh. Okay? And the battle with sin, what it's trying to say, the battle with sin, first it happens in our mind, okay? In our mind. We need to learn how to win the battle of our mind to overcome the battle with sin. If you're, this is the way, you just go, there's 100 things I'm not going to do. You have a list of do's and list of things that you're not going to do. You're not going to win the battle with sin. Okay, you're not going to do it. If you're trying to overcome sin because you feel guilty, you're not going to win the battle with sin. Right? You have to win the battle of the mind. Right? Because this passage is saying that our mind can be governed by the flesh, or it can be governed by the Holy Spirit. The mind governed by the flesh is death. In other words, the mind that's governed by the flesh, you will lose the spiritual battle, is because the mind, mind that's governed by the flesh is a mind governed by the devil. Okay? Those who are winning the spiritual battle is the mind that's governed by the Holy Spirit. And then there's victory. There's life and peace. Okay, there's life and peace. You know, when you get offended, you know, again, we live in a broken world. We're all going to get offended by somebody. Okay, somebody's going to hurt you. You know, raise your hand if you never got hurt by anybody. Okay, we live in a broken world. We all got hurt. Okay, and when we get hurt, we get rejected, we get abused, we get, you know, abandoned, we get neglected. What happens? Okay, there's an offense that we carry, right? Offense. When somebody hurts you, okay, when somebody, you need to learn how to fight the internal battle, the battle within. There's going to be two voices that you will hear in your mind, okay? And that's the spiritual battle. For a battle, you need two things going at each other, right? There'll be a voice governed by the flesh and a voice governed by the Holy Spirit. And it's happening in your mind. There's a battle going on in your mind. The voice governed by the flesh, what is it? It's the thoughts of offense, shame, condemnation, depression, destructive anger, bitterness, hatred, hopelessness. You just want to give up. You feel so fatigued and tired. You feel empty. Right? And a voice governed by the Holy Spirit, when you get hurt, there's pain. Holy Spirit speaks to you truth, grace, mercy, love, joy, peace, goodness, forgiveness. But also, he will speak to you courage and power, authority, and faith. Okay? So you have this choice, death or life. Okay? Bondage or freedom. Restoration or brokenness. And this is the battle that we're going through right now. We have this choice. I want to challenge you, stop listening to the voice of the flesh. Okay? Stop listening to lies, the accusation, the darkness. Stop listening to the voice that accuses you, that demeans you. Stop going back to the old accusation, the old mistakes, the shame, the rejection, the lies over and over again. All right? Renew your mind. That's what the Bible says. Close your mind with new wineskin to hold the new wine. The Bible says, take captive ungodly thoughts. Okay? Take captive. And you got to believe this. What the Bible says is you have divine power. If you choose to fight this battle, okay? It's just that we're choosing to agree with lies. We're choosing to agree with shame. We're choosing to agree with selfishness. No, but if you, as a believer, because the Holy Spirit lives in you, you choose to the voice of the Holy Spirit, there will be life and peace. Nobody says amen here anymore. See, the devil's plan is to break and destroy relationships. That's the plan of the devil. And Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27 says, do not give the devil a foothold. What the Bible, don't even give him a small territory of your mind. Small territory of your heart. Do not give him a foothold. You know, here's your heart, this territory. Don't even let him go. Just take a step into your heart. Do not give him a foothold. A foothold is a territory of your heart and mind that you give to the demonic. And here's the danger. From that small territory, the spiritual battle will happen in your heart, and the demonic will continue to attack you. In a war, a foothold is, even though it might be small, is very important. Once the enemy takes a foothold in your heart, the enemy will take more and more territory of your mind, more territory of your heart. You start to listen to the voice of the offense, and the enemy starts taking more ground, more territory of your heart and mind. And there will be more lies, not just the offense anymore, but there will be fear, spirit of fear. There will be bitterness. And then, well, if you're carrying around offense, fear, and bitterness, okay, then you'll be discouraged. Okay? Nobody will not be discouraged if you're carrying around spirit of fear, bitterness, and offense. You will be discouraged. And when you get discouraged, next will be unbelief. And the enemy will take your faith. Right? The enemy will take your faith. Eventually, the foothold becomes a stronghold. The Bible talks about a stronghold. And what is a stronghold? Well, you got hurt, and there's a foothold in your heart. You start believing in lies, and the enemy starts taking more of your territory of your heart. You got hurt, and now there's a stronghold. You start hurting other people. You start learning. Hurt people, that is a stronghold in the heart. At that point, the stronghold is very established. It's very established. And you know, so I want us to take the step into fighting the spiritual battle. And the beginning of healing and freedom is not to fight each other. It's not to run away, because if you fight each other, you know, it's like fight or flight. It's not fear. It's not shame. It's not anger. It's not blame. It's not selfishness or pride. Or you try to escape by comforting yourself with video game or drugs and food and sex. That's not how you overcome spiritual battle. Okay? What you need to do is you need to identify with the Holy Spirit helping you, identify the pain. Okay? You need to identify the pain. Not project it to someone else. Okay? Not blame everybody else around you. Open your heart to the work of the Holy Spirit. Trust the Lord. Become vulnerable to the Lord. Believe that God wants to heal you and set you free. Say that to your neighbor. God wants to heal and set you free. And there's two areas that I want to focus on today. I want to focus on pain that comes from family, pain that comes from church, okay? The biological family and the spiritual family. And and I want us to, with God, I want us to identify the stronghold that is established in your family, stronghold that's established in the church, in your heart, okay? You know, the church, I was a youth pastor a long time ago, and I served in this church, and wow, there was so much conflict in that church. Elders and pastors were fighting each other. Husband and wives were fighting. Children with other children, members with one another. You know, and that's the one church I couldn't stay that long. You know, this church, this is my 12th year. Okay? My first church, I was there 16 years. Me as a youth pastor, 1 year. I couldn't stay there that long. It was just 1 year. Right? And I left, and then I met up with a member of that church. After I left, there was this church split that happened. And And what this member told me was after that, all the families were hurt. There was a lot of confusion, resentment, a lot of gossip, religious spirit, pride, and a major division. Right? That church has lost the spiritual battle. Okay? They were fighting one another. They didn't understand that there was a battle within, battle of the mind. They didn't fight the spiritual battle. And what I realized when I look at conflict that happens in the church, what I realized about spiritual battle in the church, spiritual battle in the church does not happen, I really believe this, with evil people. Do I hear an amen? Spiritual battle doesn't happen with evil people. Spiritual battle happens with good people. A lot of the conflict that I look back, there was a spiritual battle. A lot of, you know, it happened to many who want to fulfill the Great Commission. Many who wanted to do the will of God. But they did not know how to fight the spiritual battle. The demonic comes in and start stirring things up in their mind. And in their heart, it brings the spirit, the demonic brings in fears and lies. There's misunderstanding, there's confusion. The enemy rehashes the old hurt, and the enemy establishes a foothold among the church member. Then it becomes a stronghold, and from there, there's division. Okay, there's division. When it comes to church, right? And I want you to think about some of the members in this spiritual family that you're upset at, you're judging, you're getting mad at, you know, and all these thoughts come into your mind when you think about one another. And this is my challenge to you. Instead of struggling with flesh and blood, that's the wrong battle. We need to open our spiritual eyes, discern the scheme of the enemy, and take a stand and fight back. Not fight each other, but fight the good fight. Okay? Fight the good fight. You're going to have to take some time. The real battle's happening within you right now. And you need to fight that spiritual battle. Amen? And now family, family. We all come from a broken family. And I want to, more specifically in the family, focus on childhood pain. Okay, childhood pain that you grew up with. A child, this is what I realize about a child, absorbs the environment around them. Okay? They absorb. A child absorbs the environment around them. A baby, a child, is very sensitive to his or her surrounding. They're very sensitive. They're sensitive to the mother's fear. They're sensitive to the father's anger. Even, you know, if the home atmosphere, there's fear, anger, a little baby will absorb that. Okay? How do I know that? Think about a baby in the womb. There's enough studies now that's out to show that this is true. Say a mom is under tremendous stress and anxiety while carrying the baby. All right? The studies show the baby is affected in the womb because of the mother's stress. A child, when rejected, neglected, abandoned, or abused, they absorb it. Okay? What do I mean? They absorb. They don't really understand what's really going on. And so they blame themselves, thinking it was because something is wrong with them. This is why they're rejected. They're abused. They're neglected. Okay? You know, A child, they said, when you don't hold a child, okay? You know, what I found out is in the Indian culture, hundreds of years ago, when the baby is born, the baby never touches the ground. You know why? They're held 24 hours a day, or they're carried 24 hours a day. A child who were not held as a baby, they are at higher risk for behavioral, emotional, and social problems as they grow up. They didn't get a child at that stage of their life. They need unconditional love. Okay? They need unconditional love. They need to feel accepted and that they're loved. But if they didn't get that unconditional love, they feel unaccepted and not lovable. Right? And that's something I want to focus on for you and me growing up in our family. See, God's purpose for the family was a family. When you think about a family, okay, family. God's purpose, God's design was supposed to be a place of unconditional love. Say amen. Was a place of unconditional love and acceptance. A place of encouragement and joy. A place where you could grow, mature, and be prepared for the kingdom work. A place when you are in the world, this broken world, and you get hurt, you're supposed to come back home to be healed. Right? But the enemy has infiltrated the family as the enemy has infiltrated the church. And family has become a place of deepest pain, deepest rejection. We need to change that. And how do we change that? Let's fight the right battle. We got to fight the right battle. God wants to heal, deliver, restore, redeem, and renew. God wants to heal us from the pain from the church, pain from growing up in our family. Because of this pain, there's a lie that you've been holding on to. It has become a foothold in your mind and in your heart. For some, it has become a stronghold. This is what I challenge the church. Let's make up our mind. It's time to stop agreeing and believing the lies. Stop agreeing and giving power to the lies that came into our heart and mind because of pain, rejection, the experience that we had as a child and in the church in the past. This is the truth, right? You have this divine power. If you choose life, you don't have to agree with the lies anymore. You don't have to believe in the lies anymore. You know, because you got to understand, this is how he makes you hold on to the lies. It's hidden. So when you get a lie, there's a lie that comes to your mind. You know what you say? That's me. It's my thought. Huh? It's my thought, so it must be true. No. There's a spiritual battle going on. As a Christian, reject it. Take captive the lies. The Bible says, dear children, you are from God and have overcome them. Because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. I don't have to believe the voice of brokenness, rejection, abandonment. I don't have to believe in the insecurities, the thoughts of insecurity. I'm not going to believe in the devil. I'm not going to believe in other broken people, what they say about me. I have known people who went through a lot of inner healing, And there's some you don't see much change, and there's some it seems like they're more upset or more bitter. And I realize why. It's not going to a conference that heals. You go to a conference, there's a truth that come, right? But that truth, right, is supposed to govern you. Right? It's supposed to govern you. Those who do not change, they can't win the battle of the mind. Okay, the battle of the mind. It is losing this battle that keeps your soul locked up. We all got hurt, but those who lose the battle of the mind, the hurt continues. The hurt grows. They start to hurt other people around them. There's more and more excuse to hold on to the past pain, make excuses for poor choices that you make today. And the prison becomes tighter, stronger, and darker. That's not God's plan for you. That's not God's plan for me. You know, we know the teachings on forgiveness, freedom, deliverance, healing, but can't win the battle of the mind. Some of you don't need another message on forgiveness and shame and rejection. What I'm calling you to do is win the battle of the mind. Okay? Overcome the battle of the mind.